Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Happy Saturday. So pleased that you've decided to spend part of your day with us. This morning, we're coming to you from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce Powell Broadcasting Radio Studio, located in the lower level of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, located at 101 Pierce Street in downtown Sioux City. Joining me on the microphone for the program today is...
Good morning, Chris. I'm JB. Glad to join you.
Mr. Justin Barker. Mr. Barker of KSEJ and Powell Broadcasting wears a lot of hats at the radio station, including on-air personality. He is also a sports director for Powell Broadcasting. He also has a full-time job in the building. And most weeknights and on plenty of weekends, you'll hear JB now broadcasting play-by-play for both high school and college basketball. JB, welcome to the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, good morning, Chris, and happy birthday yesterday. A great celebration down here at the Chamber, and that was awesome to see everybody and see some faces I haven't seen in a while. So that was a fun part of the celebration.
Well, we're so glad that you were able to join us. And one of the things that I really liked was seeing some of those former board members, some of those former board chairs. And then, of course, you commented on the video that we played throughout the three-hour affair. The event ran from 3 until 6 p.m., and there are pictures that are literally 50, 60, 70 years old.
That's fun.
Yeah. I mean, we're looking at black and whites from the Washington Conference, or the what used to be known as the Washington State Dinner, literally 70 years ago.
Well, it's similar to the feeling that we had, you know, celebrating our 95th back in April. Is you kind of understand the history that's involved in the organization that you're with and how much bigger it is than you, and that you feel really special and kind of humbled to be a part of it. And that's why we're here today, to talk about another event that we're humbled to be a part of because of the history and the success and everything like that that goes along with it.
And, of course, that's the Little Yellow Dog Auction Club. That event takes place later today, thanks to our friends at Powell Broadcasting. So to Dennis Bullock, the general manager, to Justin Barker, to Charlie Stone, and the rest of the gang at Powell and KSEJ Radio, you will be broadcasting live at 12 noon. For those who are able to join us, please feel free to come down to the Ho-Chunk Center in the middle of the heart of downtown Sioux City, Iowa. It is the iconic glass building, and world champion auctioneer Bruce Brock will be leading the auction and all of the action from 12 noon until 1 o'clock. And we're going to auction off a puppy, JB, just like we do every year.
A really, really cute, glorious-looking puppy, by the way.
Yeah, that's a beautiful dog. And, folks, this is an opportunity to get into the Christmas spirit. The music begins at 11 a.m., so come and get your seats early. The auction begins with Bruce Brock, and Dave Nixon is going to lead into that. I believe that our friends from KSEJ and the Sioux City Journal will also be assisting. And then at 12 noon, we go live on KSEJ 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. So if you are unable to join us at the Ho-Chunk Center for the Little Yellow Dog Auction, please tune in at KSEJ Radio and know that your financial support is greatly appreciated.
And if you haven't seen the photos of Caddy, short for Cadillac, of course, Wheaton Terrier, soft coated. This is a beautiful, beautiful dog. The markings on him or her are absolutely gorgeous. Great color. Of course, you've probably seen the pictures on the Journal's website and in the Sioux City Journal and things like that. But I know Bruce Brock even put pictures up on his website celebrating the dog. But this is a beautiful dog.
I'll tell you what, all puppies are cute. I mean, let's be honest, right?
Agreed.
But this one is really something special. I mean, this dog looks almost like a fake teddy bear dog. That's how beautiful, that's how gorgeous this puppy is.
Yeah, and I love the fact that the coat is kind of golden on most of the body, and then the face has like a white mask over the eyes and black around the
like
jaw and the
beard.
Mouth. And yeah, it is just a beautiful dog and a great selection by the Kennel Club. Obviously, we're never disappointed in the selection by the dogs because, like you say, every dog is just absolutely adorable. But they have a YouTube video up on the Journal's YouTube page that shows the dog kind of playing around. I'm disappointed. You're probably disappointed we didn't get invited to play with the dog in that video. But we can probably make that happen later today.
I'm going to look forward to that. And what a significant day it is in our Siouxland community. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ Radio. This is a Powell Broadcasting radio station. We can be found at 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, or online at kscj.com, listen live. And today we're talking about the Little Yellow Dog Auction. It kicks off in a couple of hours at the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, Iowa. The Ho-Chunk is the iconic glass building, and in the lobby, holiday music begins at 11 a.m. The auction, led by world champion auctioneer Bruce Brock, begins at 12 noon. It'll wrap up at 1 o'clock sharp, and at that time, we'll know how much money this dog drew at auction to support the Goodfellows. And the Little Yellow Dog Auction Club, which has been around for a little less than 90 years, supports the Goodfellows organization. So to clarify, the Ancient and Effervescent Order of the Little Yellow Dog is the auction club. There are tail waggers that also go out and raise money, but all of the dollars are utilized to support Goodfellows, which provides Christmas presents for families in challenging circumstances so that every kid in Siouxland has the opportunity to wake up on Christmas morning and enjoy a toy, a book, and other items.
And Chris, it shouldn't be underscored the growing number of families in this community that need that help, because it seems like every year that number that has helped grows, and it's rounding close to 10,000 at some point
exactly
of the number
right.
of items that
we've
that are
been
given
north
out.
Of 8,000 for a couple of years now. And listen, the reality is economic conditions are challenging. The price of gas, the price of groceries makes it difficult. And this organization exists to support those families who have some of those most significant challenges.
And when you talk about this and you look back on the some of the names of the people that have bought this dog through the years, some people have done it anonymously. Some groups have got together and knocked their heads together and said, you know, let's go at this year. But when you look at those names of past winners and the companies that have bought these dogs, these are the companies that, while we're talking about supporting the Goodfellows and the charity today, these are the companies that have supported Siouxland for as long as they've been here. And these are the owners that invest in our community and that sponsor our little league teams and do these things. So when you talk about an all-around community event, Chris, this just kind of blows that out of the water, in the fact that we've never had somebody that isn't rooted here by this dog, and we hopefully never will. But it underscores the significance of the business people, the philanthropists, and the great people of this community that make it go on a daily basis.
Well, there's no doubt that this community shows its true colors with their support year in and year out of an event like this. I think the all-time record is somewhere north of $40,000 for a dog. John Roost bought that dog. I believe that dog was Stony. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 years ago.
It's been that long already? Are you kidding?
No, I think so.
Wow.
And so,
all right, time flies.
To all the donors of all, to all the purchasers of all the dogs over the years, but also every year somebody steps up and donates the dog.
Absolutely.
And so we're grateful for that support as well.
And that's something that we here at KSCJ had the honor of doing for our 90th anniversary, when we went to the auction club and said, hey, we would really like to buy the dog. Pick it. Send us the bill. Let's make this a cool deal. So it was really neat. We named it Sammy after our longtime engineer, Sam Selden, who had a wonderful history with the Little Yellow Dog Auction, because he set up the equipment and made sure everything sounded good inside the atrium for multiple decades in representing KSCJ. So this event is very near and dear to our heart, because about as long as it's been going, it's been on our airwaves. And so it's important to us to uphold the history of not only our radio station, but of this great event.
You know, last year, the dog sold for $18,500. Shout out to the purchaser, Mr. Andy Galinsky. Last year's dog was Yukon, a beautiful apricot-colored golden doodle. This year, as you said, we have Cadillac, Caddy for short, a Wheaton Terrier, and in a few short hours, we're going to know what that dog brought at auction and who the purchaser was.
Yeah, and we're going to find out what home that dog's going to, and it's going to be awesome. And if they need to find a home, I'm always here for a phone call.
You know, Justin Barker at KSEJ has made it abundantly clear, if there's a donor who wants to pay top dollar for that dog, but doesn't necessarily want to provide a home for that puppy, Justin Barker, father of four, has some kids that would be awfully excited to welcome Caddy into their home for Christmas.
Yeah, we have our Labradoodle at home, but he needs a friend.
Needs a playmate. You're listening to Gros Siouxland on KSEJ. Today is Little Yellow Dog Auction Day in Sioux City, Iowa. We bring the entire Siouxland Tri-State region together to celebrate support for one of the causes that extends over 100 years in our Siouxland community. Folks, the legacy of the ancient and effervescent order of the Little Yellow Dog is at about 90 years. This might be 89. I'd have to check the history. But the Goodfellows has been around for over 100 years. So let's support the cause. JB and I will be back after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Gros Siouxland on AM 1360 and FM 94.9 KSEJ. Online, kseJ.com, and via the glorious free smartphone app in the Apple Store and the Google Play Store. It is Gros Siouxland, Chris McGowan and I taking you till the bottom of the hour when Ask Earl May takes over and the Little Yellow Dog Auction takes over at noon this afternoon right here on KSEJ. We'll join you with some sounds from the All-America Concert Band, which is absolutely fantastic and puts you right in the thick of the feelings of the holiday season. Chris, we talked a little bit about the history of the Little Yellow Dog Auction, but before we go any further, I think it's important to thank Lance Morgan and Ho-Chunk, and they have, over the last, 10, 15 years now, since Lance and Ho-Chunk took over that building, they've made it a priority to continue this tradition in giving the building and decorating it beautifully for the Little Yellow Dog Auction. So a tip of the cap to Lance.
You know, Lance is chairing the board of directors of the Siouxland Initiative this year. He's a past chair of the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. Lance was instrumental in pushing through a resolution to invest in this new Chamber of Commerce facility at 101 Pier Street. So we're grateful to Lance for his leadership as well as his philanthropy in making the Ho-Chunk Center lobby and, in fact, the entire building available to the Little Yellow Dog Auction Club later today.
And not only that, whenever you're around Lance, he provides you with a smile and a laugh, and that's contagious.
Yes, Lance has a great sense of humor. He's always quick-witted, and a lot of people don't know this, JB, but Lance is a military veteran.
That's right.
And today's a big day for
veterans.
It is
a big day.
We should talk about that in a minute. He's also a graduate of Harvard Law School.
Yeah, it's impressive, isn't it? I can't even spell Harvard.
Yeah, and Lance earned a law degree. I think he was a year behind President Barack Obama at Harvard. Got to know him a little bit. Said he played hoops with him once in a while over the noon hour. But mentioning that Lance is a veteran, I'm a veteran. Shout out to my father, who celebrated his 86th birthday yesterday.
Well, that's awesome.
In conjunction with the Chamber's 150th birthday, it just so happens, coincidentally, that we believe, but are not absolutely certain, but my father was the chair of the board of directors of the Chamber in 1989.
Okay.
Okay. I believe he would have been 52 years old, and maybe 53. And here we are all these 30-some years later, and back to celebrate with the Chamber of Commerce, with a lot of those past board chairs. But he was a Vietnam veteran. I served. I have children serving today.
Absolutely.
It's a big day for sports.
It's Army-Navy football today, and that's always a huge game in Philadelphia.
It's America's game.
It is. It's so scenic and majestic in a sense of you see both of the units come in from Army, from Navy, the cadets. They march on the field. They come in their battalions and groups, and it's just pageantry that needs to be seen.
Yeah, it's magnificent. I had the pleasure of attending in person last year. I took my father, as I said, who's a Vietnam veteran. My dad just happened to grab a baseball cap to bring with him to the Meadowlands in New Jersey for that game, and it said Vietnam veteran. And the respect that he was accorded from the fans that attended that game or who attended that game, that was heartwarming. I don't think my father ever felt more appreciation for serving a year overseas in Vietnam from 68 to 69 than he did at the Meadowlands during the Army-Navy game last December.
Well, it's like some people, or it's like people like to say, there are good people out there. We just don't hear about them enough.
Well, the Army-Navy game is something special. It'll be on CBS later today. But our focus, of course, is the Little Yellow Dog Auction, again, taking place at 12 noon at the Ho-Chunk Center. And we would be remiss, JB, if we did not take a moment today to acknowledge and recognize the donor of Caddy.
Yeah.
This year's donor is the family of Harold Rudin. Harold was the Little Yellow Dog Auction Club auctioneer for 40 years.
That's incredible.
From 1960 to 2000, Harold Rudin drove that auction, and we are indebted to the family, the Rudin family, who purchased and donated the beautiful Wheaton Terrier for today's auction.
That's so cool, and the history of the event just continues to circle back somehow. It seems like all the time the ties that come together and the people that come together, and in some cases, like with the Rudin family, when you have somebody that's been involved for so long, you have multi-generations of fathers and sons and families that have bought the dog too. The history is so rich.
It really is. And we have families that have purchased the dog on multiple occasions.
Right.
We have families who have purchased the dog. We have families who have donated the dog. We have families who have purchased the dog and donated it again or given the dog to another family who wanted a dog. This is really the very best. This event showcases what's really remarkable about the philanthropy, the generosity, and the benevolence of the people who call Siouxland home.
Well, it takes a village to put an event like this together with all the volunteers and such that get together every year and make sure that there's maybe a donor or two in your pocket that you might call on, and you know, because it is a big ask for certain people. And it is something that you kind of have to plan ahead to do.
That's exactly right. We always want to make sure there are a couple of people in the crowd that are writing big checks, and year in and year out they do so.
I heard it's you this year.
Well, it may be, but I will say that we had big news in the Wells family this week up in Lamar's.
Well, you brushed that off real fast.
Well, I want to give a shout out to the Wells family because Fred Wells.
They were one that came to mind to me.
Every single year, Fred in a cardigan sweater, as humble and decent a man as you would ever meet, always wrote a big 4 or 5 digit check. Didn't say anything, didn't want any recognition.
Just dropped it in old Bruce's hat, didn't he?
He dropped it in Bruce Brock's hat and didn't say a word. And then 2 years ago, Mike Wells and his brother Greg, along with their sister Sue, matched the purchase price of the dog, which, if memory serves, it was bought by the Marks family that year, and the Wells family matched their generosity dollar for dollar. And so, like I said, big announcement in Lamar's this week. The Wells family has been really strong Little Yellow Dog Auction Club supporters for generations. Quite honestly, generations. They've been active community-minded corporate citizens for over 100 years. And we hope that philanthropy continues with the new leadership group out of Alba, Italy.
Well, it's like I said on the air yesterday or the day before. If Mike and his team were ever going to sell to somebody, it had to be under certain conditions. And that's the philanthropy, the community-mindedness. Mike wasn't going to sell his organization without knowing that every one of his family, being his employees, which are his family, were taken care of, and that Lamar's was taken care of, and his executives were taken care of. So it was obviously a very calculated process, and a family unit selling to a family unit, I don't think they could have done any better.
Well, I know this. Mike chaired the Siouxland Initiative for the last 2 years. I got to know Mike quite well during that period of time. Essentially, he was my boss and a great mentor, a great resource. Mike was passionate about making certain that if an acquisition were ever going to take place, that it was an organization that shared the foundational family values of his father, his uncle, his grandfather. There's a rich legacy of community support that comes from the Wells family. And I know that Mike had declined countless offers, countless solicitations, countless proposals to purchase and acquire that business. And he said it's not the right fit. And finally, he found the right fit, met Giovanni Ferraro. I want to make sure I say that right, the name right. Ferraro, I think, is the way you say it, about 3 years ago. And it took him 3 years to build this relationship. So that's an awful lot of due diligence. And we wish them nothing but the best. And as we look forward, we also look back historically and say thank you to the Wells family for their generosity to the Little Yellow Dog.
And you can also tell that it was the right fit, because when you Google their company and you realize all the stuff that they own that we had no idea that they own, they keep things the way they are, and they don't mess with things.
And we certainly hope that will remain the case. They have said that the executive leadership group remains intact. Liam Killeen will ascend to the role of CEO. Mike will take on an advisory role, but largely unchanged after that. And so we wish them every success as we move forward. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. In the final minute of our program today, Chris McGowan and Justin Barker with you, urging you to either attend in person at the Ho-Chunk Center or tune in to this radio station at 12 noon to join the Little Yellow Dog Auction Club. Hey, bring a couple extra bucks. Bruce Brock walks around. You know, it rains money there, literally.
That 10-gallon hat's going to turn over.
You know, people that line the balcony of the second floor of the Ho-Chunk Center literally throw money down below. It literally rains money at this event. And for a great cause. And so we hope you'll join us today. We thank Powell Broadcasting for all they do for the Little Yellow Dog Auction Club. A shout out to Ron Peterson, Chad Pauling, Bruce Miller, and the rest of the gang at the Sioux City Journal for their efforts. We're grateful for all the support that this event receives year in and year out.
It's Grow Siouxland here on KSCJ. Ask Earl May is coming up next, and we'll see you at noon at the Ho-Chunk Center Atrium.